morning. It's 8464 CA. What's the old saying? That adversity is the mother of all invention. And it's pretty much the case too. And as we know, particularly around central Queensland, big changes, you know, sure, the federal government wants to wring out every last dollar from the coal industry. But at the end of the day, it is a dying industry. It is time to move on. And we've got no choice with respect to the matter. It's the way that the world's going. But it's interesting. You know, let's talk about some of that central Queensland region. Did you know that up to 30% of power for the Mackay region is actually coming from renewable sources already? And there's some great options just around the corner to actually expand this industry using one of the staple crops that's already there. We're talking about the sugar industry. And interestingly, you know, when it comes to actually the generation of electricity, for many years, about 25 years, there's actually what's called a co-generation plant that's been working in the Mackay region and basically supplying a lot of electricity for the region. Exciting new grant has just been announced in the last couple of days. So it's interesting to see the changes. Chairman of Queensland Cane Growers and Mackay Cane Farmer Paul Skembury joins us this morning. He's actually out in the paddock, but some exciting stuff going on out in the paddock. Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Murray, and good morning to your listeners.
Mate, some exciting stuff around the corner. And look, you know, as we know, particularly around the central Queensland region, you know, I guess a bit of concern about the long-term viability for jobs, particularly in the coal industry. But even in some of those areas a little bit further west than where you are, it's amazing how this adversity, being the mother of invention, changing things and people seeing the future. But in a lot of ways, you've got a lot of things happening in the Mackay region that have been happening for many years and some great options just around the corner with bagasse, a byproduct of the sugar industry, Paul.
Oh, absolutely, Murray, and you've covered it off well in your introduction. And it's not just Mackay. This is happening right throughout the industry, and I sense the industry is on the cusp of something exciting. We've talked about a lot of this for a long period of time, but the momentum is starting to build. And so, Murray, if I go back to your opening statement, you're right. The sugarcane plant is one of the most efficient accumulators of biomass in the world. So it's excellent. And it's excellent in terms of carbon capture and carbon sequestration. But to talk about renewable energy, certainly, as you say, we crush 30 million tonnes of cane. Out of that, we produce around 4.3 million tonnes of sugar. There's a lot of bagasse. Arguably, a lot of that bagasse is burnt in the mills. But certainly in the industry, you'd be surprised to know, Murray, that there's 430 megawatts of renewable green energy that's produced in the sugar industry. That's not just Mackay. That's spread out throughout the state.
Yeah.
That's 27% of Queensland's renewable energy comes from cane fields of Cairns, Mackay, the Herbert, wherever it might be. So certainly, we're making a contribution in this area.
With respect to biofuels too, I understand most of the ethanol that you'll see in service stations right across the state, I believe that a lot of that comes also from sugarcane as well?
Well, it's the principal course, the principal source rather. If we look at the sugar industry, there is a plant at Serena, just south of Mackay, and that produces most of the ethanol as well. In fact, the Queensland government has identified the sugar industry as perhaps now a foundation stone of these industries going forward. Mm. We've talked about ethanol. There's bioenergy in terms of cogeneration. And, of course, bioplastics. More recently, the Queensland government banned the use of plastic eating utensils. So the opportunities are there for us. But also, Murray, I make this point, it also fits in where we're all at in this narrative around climate change. I'm not going to get into an argument about whether climate change is real or confected or whatever it might be, but climate change policy is going to impact on us and certainly for our industry. And we're doing a life cycle analysis to do an audit of the carbon footprint in our industry, and that life cycle analysis could come out that we are net positive in terms of a carbon contribution. So, look, the sugar industry, I think, will play a major role in other products, green products, renewable energy, but also play its part in terms of being net positive for a carbon world.
Now, interestingly, just in the last couple of days, the federal government's come on board. I believe about $700,000 a grant has actually been given to a local family from the Mackay region there to extract basically from cane more of the byproducts that can be used for various sources. And they're using a very simple trick with respect to this technology. In some ways, a change from you know, the way that things have been done in the past. It sounds really exciting. Tell me a little bit more about what this little trick is and what they're doing differently. And what the outcome is of just doing these things slightly differently.
So to put it in layman's terms, in a contemporary sense, and historically we've just crushed the cane between rollers. This process, and I'm not an expert on it, is called the Filby process, where the cane billet is effectively cut down the middle, cut in half. And because you're cutting it in half, you can at least theoretically, you extract a whole range of products other than just the sugar and the juice. You can also extract oils and acids and pharmaceuticals and so forth. So this week, the federal government gave a contribution of $700,000 to this family. I'd point out the family have stumped up with their own capital. They're putting their own capital at risk. They're pretty confident they could get this up and going. Now, there's much more work to be done, and let's not get carried away. We need to understand the commercial applicability of all of this, understand the business case. But overall, Murray, I've got to say that, look, it's an exciting opportunity because what drives this is simply that we're very exposed to the sugar price, the international sugar price.
Yep.
When the sugar price goes south, our economic returns go south. But we've got these magnificent opportunities here in Queensland. We need a little bit of vision and drive from government, and we can get there.
And, you know, that's amazing, just a slightly different way of actually cutting the sugar cane, and it just opens up so many opportunities as well. That's really interesting, and from such a simple trick. But I guess the interest and the research is there to do things better, to do things cleaner, and I guess get more out of the product as well. That's the bottom line there, Paul.
Well, I think there's dual drivers, as I alluded to. One is, of course, the opportunity to produce things from a biomass, and that biomass is a renewable biomass, but it also, the other driver is that with climate change, we think that the sugar industry, and particularly the cane plant's capacity to capture carbon, to sequester carbon and the production of biofuels and so forth, we think that we can come out as net positive in terms of carbon. So certainly there are exciting opportunities for our industry, but a lot of work to be done.
Sure.
But I think the wheel is finally turning.
Interesting times ahead, and you know, I think this type of change, incremental change, is exactly what we need. And it's great to see that leaders like you in the industry basically keeping ahead of the curve as well. Chairman of Queensland Cane Growers and Mackay Cane Farmeries out there in the paddock now. We better let you go and do some work. Paul Scambury, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you, Murray.